Thank you, Kristen. I appreciate that. I say to my fellow New Yorker, wherever you went to, we're glad to be here on campus as a New Yorker, but also as an Alabamian. Go Tide. Roll Tide. Amen. It's going to roll this week, right? So it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to be on campus all the time now since I'm retired from being a pastor. I can have some freedom until Dr. George corners me and makes me do things. And, but we have a wonderful time serving God, don't we? It's a real pleasure. 4 years ago, we stood here in this chapel and we presented something called Project 10 Million. An internet evangelism strategy to reach 10 million people for Christ in 10 years. The hallmark of it was the Google Earth and the presentation. JourneyAnswers.com, an evangelism site, was released worldwide just before that day. Since that time, millions of people have been witnessed to from all over the world. All nations. We abide by the scripture. This gospel must be preached to the whole world, and then the end will come. Do you believe that the world needs Jesus? Currently, there are 7 billion people living on planet Earth. 5 billion do not know Jesus. On an average day, 1 billion people do Google searches. And when they're searching, they are searching sometimes for God. And the screen behind me was introduced here on campus 4 years ago by Dr. George Flattery, who God gave this idea to, and Dr. George Wood. Remember the chapel vividly because Dr. George Wood was speaking and then there was clapping. He thought they were clapping for him. They were clapping because every time a place like what you're seeing right now is targeted to someone just connected to God. You can see it online in real time. And so we rejoice. Today I am back here on campus with our Network 211 team to say to you, after 4 years, we are here to keep our commitment of returning once we passed 5 million. And I am pleased to tell you that not only did we pass 5 million in the last 48 months, but we're at 5.3 million. So I would like for you to stand with me and let's thank God for what He's done. Would you just lift your hands and say, thank you, Lord, for the spreading of the gospel. Thank you, Lord, for utilizing missionaries who have roots to this campus that are spreading the gospel on the ground around the world. We thank you, Lord, for the broadcast ministry of Internet Ministry and Network 211, as well as the media ministries of other organizations within AGWM that is spreading the gospel. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to reach the lost. And Lord, we lift our hands to say, come soon, Lord Jesus. Would you soon come, Lord, and rescue us from this troubled world and bring us to your side, Lord. But in the meantime, Lord, help us to continue the forceful demands of presenting the gospel to every person on planet Earth, oh God. Let us not forsake this responsibility that we have within our hands. In Jesus' name, and everyone said, amen. You may be seated. Every 8 seconds, someone somewhere in the world is accessing the gospel through an internet evangelism by Network 211. That is about 10,000 people every day will be reached for Jesus. The missionary staff of Network 211 firmly believes that it is our responsibility to get the message out to all the world and to everyone possible. Here you see statistics on the screen targeting in, and I can't see my screen, so I'm going to turn around. As of right this moment, 5,308,802 have accessed the gospel. This morning you will receive a card in the entering today. That card, it says, scan and rejoice. Scan and rejoice, and you take this card Hold it up to your computer, hold it up to your smartphone, and you can see this particular screen. And if you go to the back side, soon you will be able to have the app on your cell phone or on your laptop or your house computer, so you can continue to rejoice with us. I cannot promise you, and I will not promise you, that when we reach 10 million, that we will be back here. Okay? And you understand why. No, you don't. The real thing is that we may, in the next 14 to 16 months, pass the second 5 million. Can you imagine? Took us 4 years to get to 5 million, and in the next 16 months or so, we will pass 10 million. It's going to grow continually, exponentially. And this great tool of internet evangelism is there. Network 21.1 is focused on evangelism accompanied by discipleship. And we do this with JourneyAnswers.com. JourneyAnswers.com is a program or a ministry or website that gives a person some felt needs. And those felt needs are responded to when one clicks the button. It takes them to a video presentation of the gospel, and from the video presentation of the gospel, it takes them into a discipleship relationship. Today, we have sitting with us Randy Poole, who has responded to more than 14,000 people on a one-on-one relationship worldwide. A 1955 graduate of CBC, Jim Wilkins, a retired Assemblies of God superintendent living in Maranatha, has responded to more than 900 people worldwide. We thank God that we have a tool by which they can be discipled. GlobalChristianCenter.com is where 17,000 people visit each month. But every time someone clicks a button and goes into the secure messaging system of our discipleship program, they are directed to Global Christian Center so they can have discipleship and inspiration with a weekly service with music and otherwise. So our priority, our desire is to disciple people. We have something called Global Friend Link, which is a social networking system, a closed social networking system. Right now, over 1,900 people are communicating and being discipled by this tool. We appreciate our team of Network 21.1 staff. We have 9 staff members, missionary staff members, and I would like for the staff to stand, if you will please, and give them a hand of appreciation. Our staff is scattered around, and we appreciate them very, very much. We do have 2 interns. We have 2 interns. Where's James? I guess. There he is. 2 interns here. Would you guys stand? And we appreciate that. There is an open door for some interns to come to Network 21.1. And there is an open door if you can compose a 3-minute video, like writing a track. Perhaps we could get it online and you could perpetually win people for Christ as we place our buttons on it and distribute the gospel worldwide. Our priority is to present Jesus Christ to everyone, everywhere, in real time and respond to them, hopefully within 48 hours. God is helping us. Now, our priority is to get Jesus known into the whole world. And since we are trying to do that at all times, we need your prayers because we have some bumps in the road. For instance, just recently, Vietnam just pulled us down. And our techs are trying to figure out how to get back into the system. There's a challenge right now with Chinese. We have to have a way to get back in to get through the governmental things and corporate things to keep the message going. But we are committed to getting the message of Christ, and I'm going to remove this, get message of Christ going to all people. Our partners are going to build a partnership and continue to build a partnership so that we can have a global impact everywhere. Our great partner is Light for the Lost, and Darren is from Light for the Lost. Darren, would you stand? Guys and girls, you cannot do anything in life if you don't have some networking capacity. So we really appreciate Light for the Lost. If you don't know what it is, you need to get to know what it is, because as a pastor or a member of a church, you can have an impact on the world by working with Light for the Lost, because it helps our missionaries wherever they are, whatever they're doing. So our partnership is with a great number of people, and we do really appreciate it. Our priority is to work with them so that we can spread the gospel. Now, how did this all come about? One day down in Dallas-Fort Worth area, Dr. George Flattery was in a Sunday morning church service. And as he was there, he got into an intimate relationship with God, and God dropped into his heart a desire to bring 10 million people to Christ over the internet, using the internet to bring 10 million people to Christ. After that Sunday morning service several years ago, Dr. George Flattery began to pull together a think group. And over a process of about 10 years, he was able to go through the stages of development and to bring about discipleship and evangelism. And then on that morning of October 15th, 2008, here in the chapel service, we publicly launched that ministry. Dr. George Flattery and the team of missionaries has done a tremendous job in advancing the cause of Christ. Today is a CBC family chapel day, I understand. Today is a CMF kind of chapel day. Today is a day for some of us to return here. Bill Hennessy and myself and Dr. George are all alumnus of CBC, and we feel right at home. Let me tell you the story of Dr. George briefly. He came on campus at age 16. That's a pretty young freshman, isn't it? He was actually 15 when he first stepped on campus, and he turned 16 a few days later. He went into his freshman year with a passion for God. He had been a high school correspondence student. He had actually was aggressively pursuing the completion of his high school online, or not online, but on paper, okay? And so he could become a freshman here that year. He had been in Africa with his parents, and so he and his brother Warren came to the campus and settled in. God dropped something into Dr. George's heart. 3 years later, he's graduated and married. And he began to travel with the Assemblies of God World Missions with a reel-to-reel movie. AGWM only had one movie and one movie projector, and he was the one who was going from church to church showing the latest technology on communicating some of the scriptures or thoughts of world missions. A true apostle, right? Thank you. Dr. George went on in his journey. He continued with his education, pioneered a church, pastored, assistant pastor down in North Texas. But 1967, he returned to Springfield, and he gathered a small office over here on the north side of the campus, just beyond the gymnasium. There is something called the physical plant office. On the far end of it, he and I just walked up those steps a few minutes ago and into that room, and he said, this is where Louisa sat as the secretary, and then the other team members were huddled into that office, and that's where International Correspondence Institute was created or it evolved into something. They actually had manual typewriters and mimeographs to do the first great questions of life. The great questions of life right now has been circulated to more than 25 million people just from the beginning over there on the north side of the campus. So 25 million copies of the Great Questions of Life. International Correspondence Institute has grown into what is now called Global University. And where was the start? Where was the first office? Just right over here on the north side of the campus. More than 2 million people have written testimonies of conversions as a result of that one course called Great Questions of Life. Dr. George Flattery did not give up on that. He began to dream of Network 21-1, and today we can rejoice that more than 5 million people have been presented the gospel. And probably in the neighborhood of, we can't tell because how many people have accepted the Lord, but we can almost project almost 100,000 people at least that have received Christ, and we could project two or three times that many if we only knew what was happening behind the scenes. Would you give it up for Dr. George Flattery? Brother Flattery, would you stand? God bless you. I believe you called it out right, Brother Baker, an apostle for Christ. And we are sitting here because here's a man who has a passion to reach the lost. What is it all about? It's the lostness of mankind. It's the message that Jesus told us to do, to go into all the world and preach the gospel. This gospel must be preached to all the world, and then the end will come. Then Jesus will return. What is the key to a winning strategy? He is a strategic planner. He is a strategic mover. He has thought of strategies on what to do and accomplish things to win people for Christ. As a 16-year-old, how many of you faced the call of God? How many of you have felt the call of God and you have now need to understand that strategies need to be developed in your life in order for you to accomplish what God is calling you to do? International Correspondence Institute, global universities do not just happen. Network 21-1 doesn't just happen, but it happened because a boy attending Central Bible College who had been a correspondence student in high school said, could this thing come into fruition that I could start a worldwide international correspondence institution with the Bible? You can develop winning strategies. Let me tell you the story of a young man who was 16 years old who's found in the Bible. This young man is in the Old Testament. See if you can pick him out. He was one of the greatest kings of Judah. In fact, he had one of the longest tenures as the king. He was suddenly launched into his career as a young man of 16 years old. His father died, but his father had prepared him evidently for this occasion. History records that he was innovative, doing things that nobody else attempted to do. He was organized. He had skills that caught the attention of so many people. His country was the bright spot of the Middle East at that time. His father provided the foundation for him, and his son was there when he needed him in his older age. The man was King Uzziah. King Uzziah had a reign of more than 52 years. His father, his mother were there for him. And then in the latter years, his son was there for him. When I was 16 years old, I heard the story of Uzziah from J. Robert Ashcroft, a former president of CBC. He came to my church and he dropped into this scripture that said, this scripture says, as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Grab a hold of that, students. As long as you seek God, God will prosper you. The story of King Uzziah is one of great prosperity and what great blessing over a lifetime. He failed at the end, but you and I don't have to fail. Amen? If we keep our eyes focused on God, we can always succeed. This life verse for me was very important and has been important all this time. I can tell you that that it is a very significant thing to keep your eyes focused and seeking God in all aspects of your life. Not only did Dr. Rashcroft drop that verse of scripture into my heart at age 16, but when I became a student here at CBC, I got involved in lots of things, and academics wasn't one of the more important things for me. Does anybody identify with me? I would love to go back and redo that track. I thought of that many times. But toward the end of my senior year, Dr. Ashcroft dropped in another thought that said, start where you are, use what you have, and do what you can. That has proved to be a winning strategy for me over the years. When Dr. George asked me to come along beside him at Network 21-1, I did not have technology skills, and I still don't. I limp through every day, but I want to do my very best for the King of Kings. Even though I've retired after 42 years of pastoring, I still want to do better. I still want to make a difference winning the lost people. Young people, you need to know that you can start where you are, you can use what you have, you can do what you can, and God will help you. Larry the cable guy may say it this way. Get her going, keep her going, and get her done. Come on now. Somehow, young people, we got to get you going after Christ to reach lost people. You can develop a winning strategy. There is a new generation facing us, and there's technology that's overwhelming us, but you can get her done. Look at the apostle sitting before us today who has done just that. And perhaps you will be apostles also doing the great work of God. Let's get her going. Let's get her, keep her going, and let's get her done. Amen. For Jesus needs to return, and we are going to hasten that by giving our all to it. Now is the time for you to prepare yourself to launch yourself into a strategy to reach the lost. In my own case, I want to tell one story of a trip from Russia. I was coming from Moscow to New York City, and there was a mayor on the city, on the plane from the city of Nizhny Vartovsk, Siberia. I was told about him and said, you need to meet him. And so I met him briefly. But he called it to my attention. He says, there's a little girl in my city that has a bad heart problem. Can you help? Now I'm looking at a communist mayor where a city that had never had the gospel preached before. And he's saying, can you help a little girl in my city? And I said, if God permits, that's a good way out. If God allows me to do it, I'll help. So I returned to New York, or Rochester, New York, and afterwards I tried to get in contact with him and was to no success. And about 6 weeks later, I communicated with a friend named Rob Hoskins from the Book of Hope. Rob Hoskins dropped into the city of Nizhny Vartovsk, talked to the mayor and said, Pastor Touchstone just cannot get through to you. What should we do? He said, well, have Pastor Touchstone to come to my city, if possible. So the arrangement was made for me to fly with a team from Rochester to Nizhny Vartovsk. And when we got there, we had a facility three or four times, five times bigger than this. And the first night it was packed to the fullest. And afterwards, after the altar call and hundreds of people came forward, here was the little girl with a heart problem. The next day I found myself in the office of the mayor, and the mayor says, can you do something? And I said, we will do what we can. So I signed all the documents needed, talked to my wife, Barbara. And by the way, I forgot to introduce her. Barbara, would you stand? My wife, she's the president's assistant. And our son, Brian, next to her. Okay. And we signed the documents, and we brought her to Rochester, New York, and found out she only had a three-chamber heart. She had the transposition of the great vessels. That meant blood was flowing in the opposite direction. 6 months later, her parents have been baptized in water. She's been through two surgeries, and she's on the plane heading back to Nizhny Vartovsk alive. A few weeks ago on Facebook, her father and I are still Facebook friends, or now Facebook friends. He tells me she's getting married, and she's studying to be a medical doctor. What can happen? Guys and girls, you don't know your potential. Dr. George has exerted potential by just taking a strategy and working in it with it to reach the lost. The city of Nizhny Vartovsk has three Pentecostal churches now. When I first preached there, it was the first time the gospel had ever been preached publicly. What can you do? What can you do to develop a winning strategy? I want to drop six things your way. If you will, try to remember them. They're ABCs. And maybe you can make your own up. Here is what I would suggest to you. Number one, accept responsibility. If you're going to have a winning strategy, accept responsibility. Secondly, we need to build networks of relationships. We need to build networks of relationships. Dr. George has a phenomenal network of relationships. It stretches nationwide and worldwide. You can do it too. It starts here at CBC. Number three, continue advancing. Don't stop going forward. Keep moving forward. Number four, develop constructive patterns. Develop constructive patterns. Just think about it. If you can get discipline in your life here at campus, how much greater you're going to be in serving the Lord in the future. You think we have accomplished something for God at Network 21-1, you can even do greater things. Develop constructive patterns. And then eliminate destructive patterns. The king, Uzziah, failed to eliminate a few destructive patterns in his life, and he ended up having to take a back seat and letting his son run the country because of destructive patterns. How many pastors have been in this, that have come out of this student body over the years that let destructive patterns kill their ministry? So eliminate those before they ever get to be a problem. And I would like to say, last of all, fear God and finish strong. Fear God and finish strong. If we will fear God, we will keep His commandments. Amen? And Jesus commanded us to take the gospel into all the world, to present it to everyone. He told us, this gospel must be preached to the ends of the earth, and then the end will come. Network 21-1 has done that. We have reached into more than 239 countries worldwide. I have a stack of testimonies here that I wanted to read that tells you over the last 24 or 48 hours the number of people that we have responded to. Young men and women, you can do it. Just make a strategy as you face your call and say, God, help me to have a strategy, and then help me to launch that strategy. You can launch it right now by digging into the books and studying. You can launch it by becoming involved in local church ministry. You can involve it by beginning to build a written plan for the future that may be 5 or 10 years down the road. Because we're working as if Jesus wasn't coming back very soon, but we're living His life out just like He was going to come within the next hour. Amen? So I encourage you, fear God and finish strong. Listen to God's voice and say, I can move forward. I can develop a strategy. I can develop the tactics that are needed to accomplish His task that He has called me to do. Are you ready to move forward and reach your fullest potential? I trust you are. If you are not ready to move forward and reach your fullest potential, then right now is the time to reaffirm yourself and say, God, I want all that you have, and I commit myself to being successful, but I know that the only way I can be successful is if I seek your face. If I seek your face, you will bring me success. Father in heaven, right now, clench in our own hearts and minds our potential, just like you have shared with many others their potential. You are sharing with us right now and saying to us that you need us to get started. You need us to keep going. You need us to do what is right. I pray, oh God, that you would empower each one of us to step forward, advance toward a strategy that will fulfill your call upon our lives. Would you stand with me, please? Right now, if you would like to slip out and come and say, God, I've had a call, but I need a strategy. I've got a call. I need a strategy. I need the tactics and I need the revelation that you give me, Lord, that will help me to fulfill your call on my life. I need a strategy. Or maybe you need to confess and say, Lord, I lack strategy. I lack tactics. I lack discipline. I need to eliminate some destructive patterns in my life. Would you just step out and just come in here and just call out upon the Lord? If we seek God, He will prosper us. If we seek Him and then correct our course, repent and turn to Him, He is going to correct our course. He is going to fulfill His will in our lives. Just think of the potential that is yours if you just seek God. Just seek God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we turn our eyes to you. We seek you. You got the call, Lord. You've given us the call. Now, Lord, help us to take the strength that you have of your Holy Spirit and advance. Advance, Lord, in your direction, in the name of Jesus.